Jesus said to two of his disciples, "Go into the village opposite you, and there you'll find a donkey tethered. Untie him and bring him to me. If anybody asks you, 'What are you doing?' just tell him, 'The master has need of it.'" The master has need of it. That was the gospel that we read in the very beginning, just before we blessed all the palms. And you know, it tells the story of the first ever Palm Sunday. You know how it all came about? It all came about because the people of Jerusalem saw prophecy being fulfilled before their very eyes. People already suspected that Jesus was the promised Messiah, but it was the prophet Zechariah who once said that when the Messiah comes, he'll enter the city of Jerusalem coming down off the Mount of Olives, riding on the back of a donkey. And when they saw that, they remembered the words from the books of the Maccabees that said, "When the triumphant king enters the holy city, the people will lay palm branches at his feet and cry out, 'Hosanna, Hosanna.'" That's why the people did what they did, right? That's the story of the first ever Palm Sunday. However, this morning, I ask you to think about just one thing. What really caused the first ever Palm Sunday? What really caused it? It all started when Jesus asked for a donkey. That's what he said that he needed. That's what he wanted to bring him to the people. Now notice, he doesn't ask for a war horse. He doesn't ask for a thoroughbred. Jesus does not ask for a glistening white stallion. What does he want? A donkey. Humblest animal God ever created, right? Who in the world ever marveled at a donkey? Humble, unassuming, draws no attention to itself, hardworking. But that's what Jesus wanted. That's what Jesus wanted to bring him to the people. Then just as now. Just tell them, he says, the master has need of it. What does Jesus need? Does Jesus need anything? Jesus doesn't need anything, does he? He's God. But he makes use of people who are humble and unassuming to bring him to others. People who go to God with no demands, with no expectations. People who go to God willing to do what he wills, because he wills it, in the way that he wills it, for as long as he wills it. People who know that they do not belong to themselves. Souls who know that they belong to Jesus Christ. Something kind of interesting. You ever heard this said before? When you were baptized, you were given an indelible mark on your soul. You ever heard that said before? Permanent mark on your soul. If you never heard it said before, well, I'll tell you here this morning. When you were baptized, you were given a permanent mark on your soul. You can't be unbaptized. You can't be rebaptized. You'll be able to tell in heaven who's been baptized. We call it a character sacrament for that very reason. Character is a Greek word. They actually pronounce it charakter, but it's a Greek word. And they use the exact same word to describe the branding of cattle. What's it mean that you were baptized? It means that you belong to Jesus Christ. It means your life is no longer about you, and we're called to act like it. That's what brings Jesus Christ to other people. It's actually greatly liberating. Jesus told his disciples, "Untether the donkey, bring him to me." You're never more free than when you finally realize you belong to something greater than yourself. That's when we're untethered, that's when we're set free. And when you belong to Jesus Christ, you've got a freedom that nobody can ever take from you. As we enter into Holy Week, we're reminded that we're called to live like it. A little thought now as we enter into these holy days which await us. Remember whose you are. Remember what you're called to be. And remember the price that was paid to make you his own. And if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen.